It is Sunday night, January the 31st, 2010, and I'm coming to you from a great place, and that's the place of realizing over the past year how important it is to be separate, to separate myself, not from folks in the world, but those who profess Christianity and do not even have one fruit that demonstrates that they are what they profess. We're to be separate from those folks. The Bible tells us that we're to be separate from those types of people. We're supposed to judge them by their fruit, and then if their fruit doesn't line up with their message, then we are to reject them. If you go with me to the book of 1 Corinthians in the 5th chapter, and we'll begin at the 9th verse, and Paul says, I wrote you in my letter not to associate with immoral people. I did not at all mean with the immoral people of this world, or with the covetous and swindlers, or with idolaters, for then you would have to go out of the world. But actually, I wrote to you not to associate with any so-called brother if he is an immoral person, or covetous, or an idolater, or a reviler, or a drunkard, or a swindler, not even to eat with such a one. For what have I to do with judging outsiders? Do you not judge those who are within the church? But those who are outside, God judges. Remove the wicked man from among yourselves. That was historic Christianity. That is what some folks out there today on the internet are almost exhorting folks and begging folks to return to historic Christianity. One of the things that they were toughest on was sin. They, meaning the apostles, these men were tough on sin. They taught the brethren or the professing brethren to live holy, blameless lives. If you go with me to the book of Philippians, In the first chapter, you'll see this. And we'll go to the 9th verse. And I pray that your love may abound still more and more in real knowledge and all discernment, so that you may approve the things that are excellent, in order to be sincere and blameless until the day of Christ, having been filled with the fruit of righteousness, which comes through Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God. Sincere and blameless. Being sincere and being blameless. That's the issues of their day. That's what they taught. Again, they meaning the apostles. That, my friends, is historic Christianity. Historic Christianity was all about separating yourselves from those who, one, are in the world, and I mean by that, I mean by your lifestyle. You are completely different than them. And two, to separate yourselves from those who profess Christianity, who do not desire to live that way. Now, I don't know a single professing Christian, or a single Christian, mind you, that doesn't desire to please God. Sin in your life does not please God. It can't please God. If sin pleased God, then he would never have sent his son to be your forgiveness for your sins. That's just the bottom line. I don't care what anybody tells you. Sin in your life is not good. We all sin. We all fall short of the glory of God. That's a fact. But the bottom line is we're to try not to do those things. Now, let's look at what we've seen over the last year. I mean, we've got apologists or wannabe apologists who live like heathens, who exhort folks to live and to return to historic Christianity, and historic Christianity would have given them the boot. They would not have been able to carry on the lifestyle that they lived in 2010, being liars and hypocrites in A.D. 40. Or 50, or even 150, or 200. That lifestyle would not have been acceptable. They would have been booted out of there. Run them out. Like Paul says, make that wicked man leave your vicinity. Send him away. And that's the message that I want you to get today. We can't ever associate with folks like what we've seen over the last year. You can name their names for me. You know who I'm talking about. Liars and hypocrites. I mean, I even had one person who I thought was a Christian who lied about what I teach. Bold-faced lie about what I teach. Now, either that person is completely obtuse and didn't realize that I don't teach those things, or they were being malicious. Either way, they are not living up to the profession of Christianity. Their fruits are rotten, and we have to depart from them, to separate from them. That's the message that I want you to get today. We have to separate ourselves from all these things that bring us down in the eyes of the world. Hypocrites and liars bring Christianity down in the eyes of the world. It does. We are to be living witnesses to the world and give others by our lifestyle something to say, hey, wait a minute, look at these folks. You know, in the early church, one of the things that set apart Christians from the rest was how they lived their lives, how they handled their disputes, how they handled their business. They were different. That difference attracted others to want to know why. And it opened up the door for these Christians to give a reason for the hope that lies within them. To give them, these others, a reason why they were the way they were. And that it was not of themselves, but it was through God's grace and the Holy Spirit's help. That was historic Christianity, my friends. That is what we have to return to. And to do this, the first thing we must do is separate from these professing Christians who make claims, and I don't care if they claim to be the Pope, if their lifestyle is completely different from Christianity and from the profession of Christianity, the thing they profess, kick them to the curb until they repent. That's the deal. That's what Paul chided the Corinthians. That's my exhortation to you today. All right, that is enough for this edition. I just wanted to come to you today. I get fired up when I see these things. I get riled up when I see how much just ungodly, wicked behavior I see from those who profess Christianity. Worst of all, those who try to tell others what Christianity is when they are living worse than the people they're trying to correct. That just riles me up, makes me a little bit crazy. Sometimes I just can't contain myself. I tell my students all the time, my seminary students, that this is not Christianity. That's why I put on my blackboard, American Christianity is BS. That's the reason. There are great brothers and sisters in Christ in the United States of America, but I'll tell you what, there are a lot of professing folks who are going to get hit with the depart from me, for I never knew you. And they're going to be shocked when they hear those words. Separate from these types of people. Get them the heck away from you, because they do not deserve to be around you. All right. I'll probably carry this message on a little longer tomorrow. And I'll be posting it over at the theologytoday.blog.com site, as I don't think that this silly internet that I use during the week is going to allow me to post it up. All right. God bless you.